You guys, we just finished the podcast and we just wanted to give a little notice that you have to listen to this episode entirely. There's about a 15-minute portion at the end that you don't want to miss. Thank you. What a day.
Today was more like a week. It was a long day.
I tell you what, the last, since January 1st to present, has been the longest 10 years of my life.
Because of taxes?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's been rough.
I don't know what I was going to say, but you chose this life, bro.
Wow.
I'm just saying,
wow, we're just really accusing me of the things that I've chosen in life.
Let me just explain something to you, because we haven't spent a lot of time together lately.
Okay.
I work in a hostile environment in which I am bullied all day.
Oh my god, there's a mosquito! No, you're not gonna fucking breed in this. You piece it. Ugh, look at it. I've killed it.
That was the most autistic
thing I've seen. First of all, I had to like smack it from behind my head. Can you hand me a napkin that's in that glove box?
I would love to.
Anyway, you live in a hostile work environment.
What? Yeah, in which I'm bullied all day, every day. And I'm not very nice anymore. I don't know. I'm sorry. But this is my life.
Okay, well, sounds good.
I'm so glad that you put that fucking murderous bug on me. Thank you.
How have you been? Other than being treated like a redheaded stepchild.
You are so autistic. You kill a bug, you clean your window, you licked your finger and cleaned your console right after. What is happening?
Number one, I don't think it's autistic.
I think
that you should respect the people that have the tism.
Sorry.
It's not autistic.
Okay, guys.
It's my ADHD. Thank you. That's where it's at.
Okay. Okay.
Anywho, how has your life been being treated like a redheaded stepchild at the fire department?
It's been.
Or wherever you work. Where do you work? Where do you work? What is it called?
The fire
EMS.
Department.
The fire department.
I work for the fire department.
Okay. Okay. Well, you're not a firefighter, so no. But you work for the fire department. Okay.
I am an EMT only position.
That's correct. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. At the fire department.
Yeah. So don't use your
where
hose.
Where I don't fight fires.
Where you don't. That is very confusing.
Yeah. It is.
They should have an EMT building.
Just because I'm the only one, so I should have my, like an outhouse. If they could just build me an outhouse. With a desk instead of a toilet.
The broom cupboard that you're currently in
needs
a EMT plaque.
Yeah.
EMT building plaque.
Yeah.
Lacey, if you can get on that.
An EMT only.
I expect to see a picture within the next 48 hours of this podcast posting.
Yeah. It's been good, though. It's keeping me really busy. Honestly, I saw John the other day, and his beard is so long, and I was like,
has it been that long?
Babe, when did John grow a beard?
I thought you were going to call John Babe, no. And I was like, wait a minute.
John's like, Steph, he's been looking like that for months. And like, I don't remember the last time I've seen him since I started work because...
Good days. She's made a board game, you guys. What was the other thing you sent me? And the board game was pretty elaborate, I would have to say. I would like to play it just to see if I could get any answers right.
It's hard. So... I got my instructions.
So pretty much what you're saying is I don't have a chance?
I mean, we can play it.
I feel like I could.
Do you know the cardiovascular system?
Definitely.
And the hearts and the chambers and the valves?
Absolutely.
All right, what's the valve between the right and the left atrium? Or right atrium and
left? Well, first of all, you got to get the question right. Why don't you try again?
Yeah, I said wow. It wrong.
So we're going to come back to that one because
nice. Oh, that just made me look like a tool.
Really? Because I'm not supposed to know what it's about. You are.
Okay, anywho. I got my instructor's, which is terrifying now, but I just got my instructor's certificate or whatever you want to call it.
License?
License? I don't know.
Let's call it a license. I feel like it should be a license.
I think that sounds very official and scary.
And so, obviously.
They thought it was a bright idea to send me out to the newbies.
Where are you pointing? Out into the
abyss. Like, just let me loose and fucking teach him shit that I clearly, obviously don't know myself. It's been a wild time.
Yeah, but when you're teaching, you have, like, PowerPoints and pages that you can read off of. You're not just doing it by memory.
Yeah, so
not like you would be out in the field doing when you need it to save lives.
Yeah. So, yeah. So my friend Ron was like... Tell me what your favorite, all-time favorite, like, subject is. And I was like, cardiovascular. He's like, okay, we'll put you down for that. What's your least favorite? And so I'm thinking he's going to be a buddy and a pal and be like, okay, well, we'll stay away from there. And I'm like, okay, the endocrine system. Because it's a lot. And he's like, okay, we'll put you down to teach that, too. And I was like... I hate it here. I hate it here. I'm just kidding. Anyway, so the cardiovascular one I was actually really excited for. I don't know why. I'm a big freaking nerd. And apparently, come to find out, it's genetic. Because I don't know if you know this, but I've had family members who have come in and out of the fire department throughout the years.
I'm pretty sure we talked about it in the last podcast.
Okay, well, they also... taught the cardiovascular chapter. It was their
favorite
one.
Maybe you should have been like, I would rather stab my eyes out with a pitchfork than do what they did.
So
that way they gave you the rectum
one. But I really
like
it. So I made a board.
Yes.
I drew it. I painted it. It was pretty. It was fun. On the board that day, I drew a whole heart, an anatomical heart, and all the valves and stuff. And then I, like, with a marker, showed them the flow of how the blood comes through and which valves and... stuff it goes through. And Amy Pellegrini was there.
Yes.
She's also a teacher. And so she's trying to keep her instructor's certificate.
Her license. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so she has to have hours. So she was there. And she's like, oh, you're teaching cardiovascular? How Pellegrini of you. And I was like, I hear that 40 times a day. Like, oh, it must be the Pellegrini in you. Anyways. So then I was drawing on the board, and I was like, this is Pellegrini of me, too, because we're very artsy. And I just can't escape it.
Just in case you guys didn't know, the heart doesn't look like a Valentine's.
It's not. It doesn't look like a heart at all. I don't know who ever decided that a heart is shaped, like, with the two humps and a V at the bottom.
Yeah.
Who did
no,
that?
No, I don't know. Well, I mean, obviously, I mean, the heart's kind of ugly.
Yeah,
it's not a very pretty organ. So, I mean, I understand why they didn't want to put it on, like, kids' Valentines.
My friend sent me, I guess, like, a TikTok video of the heart the other day.
Yeah.
Like, the actual heart. And, like,
ooh, it's pretty cool when it pumps.
The, like, lub-dub of the heart and, like, the, like...
I've never heard somebody say lub-dub, but okay.
That's what it's called. Lub-dub. Oh. That's what you hear. The bump-bump. Lub-dub.
Okay.
Anyways. I don't know.
She's got sock puppets in her hands, guys. Love dub.
Well, as Love the dub. Valves opening, you could see, like, all the fucking, like, tendon-looking
Ooh,
things.
Oh, yeah.
And I sent it back. Like, that is oddly disgusting. It was.
Like, I would like cool. to see that. Can you send it to me? Yeah. I would like to see it. Yeah. Not obviously right now. We're in the middle of a very serious podcast, but maybe later.
It was cool.
Okay.
Anyway, so I taught that class. I felt very confident. I was obviously nervous because I don't know if you guys know, but talking in front of people, not my cup of tea. English is not my strong suit.
You know, we never knew that about you.
I know, it's weird. So hold on to your socks because you just learned something. Don't fucking know.
What is that? Look, we're really out of practice, guys. Holy cow.
So then we taught the endocrine, which I always say I don't know. I fucking hate that word.
Okay.
The endocrine, which is like diabetes and that kind of stuff, like that system.
The beatus.
The pancreas and all that. But I actually did not teach that. I made Ron teach that, and I taught the part that came with it, which is the hematologic emergencies, which has to do with blood, which is also cardiovascular. So I was like, got this. Did that one. And then Patrick was like, you know, Steph, I signed up to teach the gynecological emergencies. And it's going to be really awkward up there talking about vaginas if you want to help me out.
First of all, time out. Patrick, why would you sign up
he
for
didn't really
the gynecological?
He signed up for behavioral, and they were combined. The class, because we go by chapters, and we had enough time to do multiple chapters in one night, so he signed up for the behavioral. Nobody signed up for the gynecological, but because he signed up for behavioral,
he just kind of
went to him.
Oh, and that's odd for him because he doesn't have a vagina.
Yeah. But just having one doesn't make it much easier to talk about, let me tell you that.
Why?
It's weird.
It's a vagina.
I know. But you're teaching it to, like, a class full of 10-year-old boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That should be very easy.
I'm going to make you
come. If you help him find the clit, you will absolutely change their life.
I feel like, I feel some sort of way right now.
Well, is there a clit involved? Because you would.
So I had to do that whole thing. Fuck you, Tashina. We got to the very last slide, and it talks about, like, sexual practices.
Uh-huh.
And,
that made you feel very uncomfortable as well?
Yeah. How some people's sexual practices can lead to gynecological emergencies.
Yes.
And I was like, I wonder why. But then it goes on to say that people stick live animals, or live... Are they all animals? Is a snake an animal?
It's a reptile.
But it's in the animal family.
It's in the animal kingdom.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll go with that. Like snakes and eels and fish and fucking gerbils, of all things, in their, like, cavities.
I told you, Richard Gere. That was a big, like, thing in the 90s. They put one of those fun tubes that you get at Petco right up his a-hole and let a little gerbil run in there. Can you imagine being a gerbil and running through your little play tube?
I don't feel like there'd be much room in there.
Well, they have to stretch it out.
Yeah, but then what's the point?
Then it tickles your insides.
Weird. I don't like that.
I don't like that at all.
I'd like that to stop right now. Anyways, so I'm, like, sending it to Tashina. Like, if there's ever a class that you should come watch, it's going to be this one.
I wasn't sure if you were kidding or if I was really allowed to be there or not.
Oh, I'm sure you could. But then you were like, is it supposed to say that, or are they pranking you? And I was like, oh my God, these motherfuckers. So I had to ask, this is not a prank. This is real. You don't have money on it. Like, is she going to fucking say it? Is she really going to say it?
It's a serious medical issue.
Yeah. And if you show up on scene and somebody has a gerbil in their ass, just so you know, protocol says, we'll leave it in.
Yeah.
Cross them babies.
Just like a damn sword.
Take them to the hospital.
Haven't you ever watched Grey's Anatomy? You don't ever take anything out.
Open the door and say, knees to chest, bitches.
Yeah.
Skedaddle.
Do you want to know how many times my husband has pulled somebody over and they've had things in their prison pocket or in their hiney or the biggest dildos he's ever seen in his entire life, like the size of my car, in their trunk?
That could cause an emergency.
People are out there, man.
Yeah. It's terrible.
Terrible. That TikTok that I sent you, I told you you needed to put it on your slideshow. Somebody put deviled eggs in their hind end, and they were fine until they got to the ninth one, and the ninth one's the one that sent them to the hospital. Did you see that? You don't ever
watch
it.
Did you send that to me?
Yes.
I'm going to have to scroll back through.
Why do I waste my time with you?
I don't know. What happens is...
I send you very relevant things about your life, and you don't ever look at them. Yeah, there was an x-ray of somebody's anus, and it had...
like eggs, like anal beads?
But they weren't all in a line. Like, one was up here, and then they kind of, like, filled in until they got to the ninth one, and it was, like, half in the anus, half inside. I don't know why I did that.
Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand it, and I hope to God that that's never a call I have to go on. But you know what? Here we are.
Here we are. That's the life you chose.
That was actually one of the easier classes that I've ever taught, because I'm better with humor. Like, so if I can, like, joke about something and people are laughing, it makes me more comfortable, and I'm not standing there in front of a bunch of serious people looking at me like, this bitch can't even speak English, why is she here? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I did have to talk about a whole lot of STDs, and I don't know if you know this, but STDs come from, like, Latin bacteria words.
Uh-huh. So you had to be really smart?
Well, I couldn't say one of them.
You didn't Google them before you looked?
I mean, I know what they are.
Oh.
I can't fucking speak.
Oh,
them.
I see.
I can't say them because it's like a big Latin word.
Oh. Yeah, Latin's hard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know why we have to do that.
I don't know.
And a lot of things are named from Latin.
And you have to tell them? Why? They don't give a shit.
I just started saying, and like chlamydia, which comes from that word right there, if you guys would like to read it silently to yourself.
Good for you.
Yeah, because I tried and, like, murdered.
Murdered. Them. Okay.
I don't know.
Oh, so everything's going well.
Yeah, how are things for you?
Tax season's killing me slowly, but we're almost there. I can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
You have like 2 weeks.
Yep. And I'm going to take some time off.
Are you?
No,
are you going to go?
I'm not going to, but it'll feel
just
like time
mentally?
Off because I won't have a shit ton to do like I normally do.
Are you going to go to the bathroom with the Ben & Jerry's and
yes.
lock the door?
Probably, yeah. Since we saw each other last, Maurice had a surgery to get a bone graft done. He ended up not having his bone graft done because his bone was strong as a rock. And
that picture you sent me, the bone is like crooked. Is that normal?
Well, it was broken. And then it was the size of a golf tee. So it was very thin. Mm. And so it filled back in.
Yeah, so, I noticed it was a thickened
yes.
one. But is it always going to be?
Yeah. Yeah, it was broken like that. And it was never like... set properly. I mean, it was set properly, but it's never going to be. And it's actually not curved if the whole bone was there.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's
it.
Not as thick. It's a tropical contusion, to be honest.
Oh,
an optical illusion.
I thought. No.
Yeah. Anyway, so we went back just recently. They did an x-ray. His bone has grown back, so he's good for a year.
What about, like, range of motion?
So the only thing, we're going to start going back to physical therapy. The top of his pinky at this joint doesn't move. It just kind of, like, hangs there. And so, like, to bend it, we're just going to go back once a month to see if we can get it to
the
move
the top joint doesn't bend?
Correct.
When have you ever needed to...
You don't ever use your top pinky joint? Like, to hold anything? I mean,
I feel like look, I use my whole damn pinky.
Look, it wraps around. You use it more than you think, to be fair. If it comes back, great. If it doesn't, we're just going to try it for a year. So it's only once a month. If it comes back, great. If it doesn't, it's not
I mean,
the
it makes sense.
World.
Obviously, we need it because we were born with it. But I just never thought about that little tiny part of my finger yeah. and how important it was.
So, and right now, so he's still got a ton of scar tissue that needs to heal. But right now, so when his hand's flat like that, it kind of leans and he can't lift it up straight up.
Mm.
And hopefully with physical therapy and rubbing that all out, it'll work. If not,
yeah,
he's good to go. Other than that, that's it, really.
I mean, for what he went through, I feel like that's...
Oh, yeah. To have what he has is miraculous. To have the bone actually grow back... Because when they told me that the first time they took an x-ray, like, it'll grow back. I was like, I don't fucking think so.
Well, that's
and so
like...
when they went in to do the bone graft and then they actually ended up not needing it, the doctor thinks that when they opened it up and all that blood, like, circulated through there, that it's helped regenerate that bone.
Oh, good.
And I was like, I don't know how blood turns into bone. That would be a question for you. How does blood turn into bone?
I don't think blood turns into bone, but I think the nutrients that the blood carries can help with growth.
Okay.
And that
well, because that's what that mother trucker said. And honestly, he could tell me that the sky was purple and I would believe him because he's a miracle worker. But he,
yeah.
well, maybe he was like dumbing it down, obviously.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, okay, whatever you say.
Yeah. I don't
know. Kemosabe, because you're the best.
Yeah, I don't know. We never got to that chapter of how bone grows. I don't think that is a chapter. That might be like a nursing thing. I don't know.
Oh, or maybe like a plastic surgeon thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's the best in the best. If y'all need a plastic surgeon, and like he does like boobs and stuff too, I'm pretty sure. Not just like medical emergencies. I bet he makes the nicest boobs on the face of the planet. Because for what he did to my son's hand, gorgeous. I can only imagine what he does for a facelift or a BBL or something. Mommy makeover. Dr. Buntick. That's his name.
Buntick. Oh, Buntick.
In San Francisco at the Bunky Clinic, guys.
Well, you guys just jot that down.
Yeah, jot it down. If you ever need something done, that's the guy. He won't be giving you all sorts of wompy, you know.
And
you won't be getting botched from him, I'll tell you that.
And hopefully you don't get bone growth in those boobs.
Well, no, that would be weird. Why would you even say that? That's weird.
He grew a bone.
Can you tell me exactly how you've been speaking British to your fellow employees?
I don't know how it happened. I don't know how it happened, but I do know if I don't stop, I might get fired. So, me and Jenna were doing an ambulance check. Mm-hmm. She asked me for something, and I was like, here you go. And then she started talking, and literally it just grew from there. And then we were with Tim that day. And he, like, instantly looked like he was in physical pain just being around us. And so then we couldn't stop because...
Obviously.
And so it was, like, an hour later, we were going to drive one of the big fire trucks, the red ones. And, I don't know why I said it like that. And there's, like, these cords that come from the ceiling that we plug it in. But that... The battery was dead. Anyways, he had to, like, jump up and pull it. And at the end of the cord is, like... I don't know. I'm not smart. Those big, like, honking things at the end of a normal cord, but this one's, like...
Like a plug?
Yeah. But, like, it's, like, a big one.
Okay.
There's a name for it. But I can't fucking think of it. Okay. It's, like, this big. Okay. Anyways, he fucking pulled it down and...
Yeah, hit him in the head?
Right into the head. And he was, like, bent over, and I could see tears. And so I was just, like, looking out the window. I'm like, are you all right? Oh my god, Tiny Tim, are you alright? Like, the whole time, and he's like, Stephanie, shut up. And then Jenna was like, oh my god, Tim! Like, oh my god, if we just went on. And then everybody was like, you're so fucking annoying, but yet,
they like, all did it
back to us.
So like it would that. Start it all over again.
Yeah. And so, yeah, it's been a thing. It's been a thing.
It's been a thing.
And now they're all talking. And then it went away for a couple days because I haven't seen Jenna for a while. But then somehow it came back today.
Where's
and
Jenna?
Tim, she's on vacation.
Oh, lucky bitch.
Yeah. And then Tim was like, oh, I really thought we got rid of that. And then come to find out, some people are talking it at home, but like to stay at the station that they're not at all.
Oh.
You know, I think they're slightly enjoying it. I don't know, but it's come out on scene a couple times and I really have to contain it.
Oh.
I have to contain it. Yeah, we had like a motorcycle crash. It was like, I think he was like young, I don't know, in his teens. And I'm like, hello.
Hello.
My name's Stephanie. And I was just like being an idiot.
Oh.
And I looked over and Jenna was like.
Like, that's for the firehouse.
And I could see panic
that's
on her face.
That's not for professionals.
And then I didn't know, like, should I keep it up?
No. The answer's no.
Well, maybe he wouldn't have known anything different. Maybe he would have just thought I'm from Britain. If I kept talking
I guarantee
that way.
The way that you were talking, he knows you're not
from I'm Britain. Not doing it well.
Okay.
But I'm telling you right now.
But I'm fucking telling you that I could pass.
You make me nervous because you're not nice to me. They all tell me it suits me really well and that I'm actually very good at it. Call up Lacey. Ask her. She'll tell you.
I'm sure that's exactly what Lacey's going to tell me about
call
you.
Call her.
Right now in the middle of the podcast? Call her. Go ahead.
Probably not. She won't be happy about it.
Go ahead. Call her.
So,
Lacey, just send me a little message, okay, on if Stephanie is very good at this British accent or not. Thanks.
It's like an aura when you walk into the firehouse and I just turn into somebody else, like Patricia, but she's British. She's from British. Yeah, it's the only accent I've ever had down in my life.
Oh. Well, good for you.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you. Maybe you'll listen to the Terribles now.
Probably not.
I don't know how you're going to call yourself British if you have no idea what the IRA is all about.
I don't even care.
Technically, it's more Irish anyway, but it has to do with the British. Mm. All right, you guys. We have actually a segment for you.
Things to actually talk about.
Yeah. And, well, I mean, we have stuff to talk about. We have a lot more questions than answers, to be fair.
How did I just find out about this, though? Have you known about it for a while?
So I've seen it a couple times, but I have not ever really gone in depth into it.
Yeah, I was, like, using the loo yesterday. Anyways. And I saw this, like, article that was talking about... I always want to say Renee Funk. I don't know.
Also, you guys, we're going to be talking about Renee Funk, a.k.a. Ruby Frankie. Yeah. Today, when we were trying to decide what we were going to do for the podcast, Stephanie was like, oh, we should talk about
Renee Funk.
Renee Funk.
And Tashina knew exactly who I was talking about.
And then all of a sudden, Tashina was Googling Renee Funk. Not a fucking Google search in sight. And I was like, that's fucking weird. Okay, so then I put in Google Utah mom abuse charges.
And Ruby
Frankie. Lo and behold, Ruby Frankie came up.
I would just like to say that I had the R and the F perfectly down pat.
Yeah. And I said, that's 100% on point for us.
Yeah.
To not have any fucking details. Again, if you're listening to this podcast for actual reasons, don't. So, I have a whole list, obviously, of what I found.
Okay.
And then, do you want to chime in, or do you want to read it, or
You do what you need to do, and I'll interrupt if I want.
Okay, just like normal. Sounds good. Okay, so for those of you who don't know, Ruby Frankie started a YouTube vlog in like 2015, like every other family at that time. And it was called Eight Passengers. So it was Ruby Frankie, her husband, Kevin Frankie, and their six kids. At one point, the YouTube channel had over 2 million subscribers. So they were obviously fucking popular. They were getting money, everything. Mm-hmm. So as of 2022, this is how their kids went. Sherry, who was 20 years old, who had moved out and wanted nothing to do with the family.
So she was out already?
Yes.
Okay.
Chad, who's 18 years old, who had no longer lives with the family and has an unknown social presence. I think he's finally back on social media now, but Abby, who's 16, Julie, who's 14, Russell, 12, and Eve, 10. And those are very, very conflicting ages, because sometimes the daughter's 9, and sometimes, so maybe she was 9 when they were found and now she's 10, whatever. So, vlog posts looking back have showed a disturbing view, knowing what we know now. There was a video where Eve's teacher, Eve is the youngest, had called Ruby stating that Eve had forgot her lunch and asking if she could bring one. Ruby said she would not, as it was Eve's responsibility.
And she was 6 at the time.
Uh-huh. And it was a lesson learned, and the school better not provide her with lunch. So, pretty much their little vlog was just about their family, what they did on a daily basis. And the mom would like throw shit in there all the time. Like it was pretty normal until like it wasn't. Like she'd be like, oh, well, they got punished today. I told them they weren't going to eat breakfast until their chores were done.
Yeah.
And then it was like, wait, what? And then it would be like very normal, like everyday stuff. And then it would be like, oh, so-and-so did this and she got waterboarded. Like, what?
Yeah.
You fucking crazy bitch.
Yeah.
Anyway, so then another video was posted where Chad, the oldest son, had played a trick on the littlest boy in the middle of the night, waking him up saying they were going to go to Disneyland, and they weren't. And Chad's punishment for that was he was grounded from his room. So for 7 months, Chad slept on a beanbag.
Did you watch the video of that?
I did. And they're like talking, they're like sitting all down, and he's like sitting next to her, and they're all kind of laughing, and she's kind of like saying that he got in trouble. Like, she's trying to make it very nonchalant, and then he throws out, yeah, I haven't had my bed in like 7 months. Mm-hmm. And she's like, well, do you want to tell him what you did? So he's like, any big brother, like, yeah, I woke him up in the middle of the night and told him we were going to Disneyland, and we didn't go. And he's kind of like laughing, and she's like, obviously you didn't learn your lesson, and maybe you need your room taken back again. And his eyes were just like, oh, fuck. Is that the video you're talking about?
Yeah, I did watch that, but there was also a couple other things, too, like how he had pointed a BB gun at his little brother's face, and, like, there was, like, multiple reasons why.
Oh, I didn't know that part.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And that they had just moved. They were moving into a new house, and there were bedrooms, and what they didn't say on the vlog was that he didn't get a room at all. They were just saying that the 12-year-old at the time, not 12-year-old, but the 12-year-old that was found in the case, that he got the bigger room, and so people were pissed off about that. But she's like, what you guys didn't know is he didn't have a room at all.
Yeah.
Like,
And it's like, that doesn't make it better, bitch.
Yeah.
Like, no.
Yeah. And but he's got his room now, was pretty much what she said. Like, he just got it back.
Yeah, he just got it back after 7 months. And then he was like, yeah, I slept on a beanbag for 7 months.
That's and a I think long that's, time.
And I think that was kind of the video that, like, threw people for a fucking loop.
Yeah.
Because once they posted that one, I think that's kind of when she started getting a lot of hate.
And she got, like, a whole petition.
Yeah, and people were, like, commenting on older videos, like, her, about her parenting style, the way that they did it. They are a Mormon family, and it kind of sounds like her religious views
were pretty extreme.
Yes. Yeah. So Chad was also sent to Anastasi, which is a wilderness camp, when he was 14 for bad behavior. And so one of the videos I saw
was probably that camp that's got a fucking Netflix show on it.
Probably.
Now.
And so one of the are you cold?
Yes. But
so, okay. So one of the videos that I saw was like there's Kevin and Ruby, and their son sees them from like probably a half a mile away. Okay. And they have the camera pointing to them. It was like probably from me to that dog over there. That's how far the camera was. Probably like a good 80 feet. And it's on them. And so then the camera pans to the son running like a half a mile. No, to them. Like he's excited to see his parents, you know? Mm-hmm. Like when kids are fucking abused, they still love their parents.
Yeah.
And so, like, he's running to them, and they're just standing there like, oh, he's so cute, because they didn't want to run to him because they'd lose their shot for the view. So they literally stood in place while he fucking ran a half a mile to get them. I was like, you fucking pieces of shit. Okay, anyway. So he went to the wilderness camp, and then he came back, and there was a video that day of when he had came back, and the oldest sister is like, hey, look who's back. We're so excited. He, I don't know, they were talking, and in the background, you can hear her screaming at one of the other kids in the background. So people became very concerned about her parenting style after all those, and she stopped posting as much, and eventually pretty much deleted the channel in January of 22.
Yeah, because a petition, like, mm-hmm. what was it, 10,000 people or something like that, signed a petition for them to look into child abuse.
Yes, charges against her.
Yeah. But then they said that there was nothing profound enough to cause a case against them.
Right.
But she wound up deleting it after that.
So then, now at that time, this was from a video, so I don't know if it was like at that time in January 22 or if it was a little, it must have been around that time, I guess. We were introduced to Jody Hildebrandt, which is Ruby's business partner.
Can I just tell you, I panicked about that because one of my favorite authors is Elton Hildebrandt.
And you thought it was
and
her?
I had to like double check and make sure because for some reason just that last name like rang true and I was like, oh fuck,
oh boy,
because she was also like famous, they were on TV and stuff together talking about parenting stuff, and I was like, fuck, I hope it's not.
Yeah, so that's her business partner. And then Jody had been spoken about on the Eight Passengers YouTube channel because she was the family therapist. And then once she shut down her channel in June of, after she shut down her channel, in June of 22, Ruby joins Jody's channel and blog. And basically it was an advice channel where they were giving parenting advice and relationship advice. And
both of which she was great at.
And apparently they were extremely strong views on the way you need to discipline your children, the way you need to discipline your husband.
Like, we discipline the husband.
Right? Yeah.
I need to watch that.
Yeah. According to police reports, police had been at the Frankie home more than 15 times within the last 4 years of 2022.
For what?
So in April of... it didn't really say, and I don't know if it meant from 4 years from when the kids had been found in 23, 4 years back, or from 4 years back of when, like, the channel went down. It wasn't very clear. So one of the reports was in April 2022, police visited the home after neighbors called to say that the two youngest children were playing in the road with no supervision. Another call received in September of 2022 was from the oldest sister, Sherry, who had already moved out at the time. who said neighbors had called her stating that the kids had been home alone with no adult supervision for at least 5 days. The police did a wellness check that day. When they got there, they could see the children in the downstairs windows, like, peeking out. But then when the police went to go knock, the kids ran upstairs and hid. They didn't open the door. When the police were leaving, the neighbors came out and said they could show, like, video camera proof that nobody had left the house or entered the house in at least 5 days. There had not been a parent that came home, nothing. At this time, it was claimed the youngest two children were being homeschooled, and then the middle two children were going to their regular school. So while the older two kids were going, which at the time I think they were like 14 and 15, were going to school, the other two were being left alone unsupervised for at least 5 days. So knowing what we know now, around this time, Ruby and Kevin had separated for around 13 months. Because he was watching too much porn. And Jody had convinced Ruby to separate from him because he was being a naughty little Mormon boy, and you can't do that. And at that time, Ruby was traveling 4 to 5 hours away to Jody Hildebrandt's house, which I didn't realize that they lived so far away from each other.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me. And that's where they would tape their podcast sessions. So, I mean, we only have to travel about 4 seconds.
Did you ever see pictures of the inside of that Jody's house?
I saw, like, the little room that the kids were in, and it was just, like...
So that house was huge.
Yes.
And it was, like, a compound. Like, it was, like, empty, and it had, a ton of rooms, but it was, like, jail. It was fucking weird. And then at the very, like, the basement, there was an actual, like, a black safe wall. Mm-hmm.
And it was like it was supposed to be like a panic room, yeah. And it was like literally a fucking safe. What I want to know is, she's supposed to be like a family therapist. I want to know if she's done this to other families.
What it kind of seems like to me from the video I watched, you're probably going to get to it, so it might be a little... Do you want me to wait?
I don't know.
Got you.
I don't even know where I'm at now.
You had just put the
page
down.
But I was just making sure. Podcast sessions. Okay, so, so at that point, they had started their podcast. They were doing all this stuff. And then around August 30th is when all the shit hit the fan of 2023. So, let's see. Oh, okay. So, according to court documents, so this woman is just mean to her kids. They have detailed the frightening scope of Frankie's abuse, which occurred from May through August of 23. According to her plea agreement, Frankie forced one of her sons to perform physical tasks for hours and days at a time in hazardous conditions. He labored outside without shoes, suffering repeated sunburns with blisters and sloughing skin. She also denied the boy adequate food and punished him after discovering he had consumed water without her consent. The then 12-year-old boy...
That same boy, the 12-year-old?
Yes.
Okay.
Also suffered injuries to his wrists and ankles, including damaged muscle and tissue from ropes and handcuffs that Hildebrandt used to bind him. The wounds were then improperly treated with cayenne pepper and honey, the boy told police officers, and covered with duct tape. One of Frankie's daughters similarly worked outside in bare feet and didn't receive adequate food and water. Documents from the case reported she had repeatedly been told she was evil and possessed. According to People the magazine, the boy tried to run away from Hildebrandt's home in July of 2023, so that was a month earlier, but was caught and bound at his hands and feet with 2 sets of handcuffs. However, another pivotal moment of bravery would finally ensure the hellish conditions inside the home were brought to light. Weeks later, on August 30th, Frankie's son attempted another escape and successfully climbed out of a window at Hildebrandt's home. The boy sought help at 2 nearby houses, but no one responded. Can you imagine, like, being so fucking scared and nobody's answering their goddamn house? Like, you bastards. He rang the doorbell of a third home and, thinking the result was the same, began to leave when a man opened the door. And this is what he said. "Hey, I was just wondering if you could do two favors, he asked, before explaining. If you could take me to the nearest police station, well, actually just one favor is fine. Doorbell camera footage showed the neighbor seeing the boy was emaciated and covered in wounds offered him water, a banana, and a chair to sit down before calling authorities. Holding back tears, the man described the boy's condition, saying he was hungry and thirsty, and waited on the phone until an ambulance arrived minutes later. Frankie's son then directed police to Hildebrandt's home, where they executed a search of the property based on extingent circumstances. Inside the house, they found the boy's 9-year-old sister inside a closet with her head shaved. Hildebrandt and Frankie were arrested and charged with 6 counts of child abuse. 4 of Frankie's children were placed in state custody. And so the girl that they found inside the closet, it took 4 hours for them to coax her out. Just sitting there talking to her, not talking to her, just kind of letting her sit there. And she didn't move the whole fucking time.
Well, she ate. They brought her a pizza.
No, but I mean, like, yeah. She didn't move from the position she was in.
Yeah.
Like, just, yeah. And I think she didn't eat until, like, fairly close to when they finally got her out of it.
So I watched the video of the neighbor, like, of the kid asking him questions and the neighbor guy calling the cop. Like, the whole thing was on recording and he's literally crying, telling them, like,
well, can you imagine?
She has clearly been bound. Like, and then it interviewed the EMS workers, the police mm-hmm. officers.
She was crying too,
and
yeah.
they had tears and they were just like, it was horrific. Like, the entire atmosphere mm-hmm. there was just sad. Like, yeah. everybody, like, how do you do that to kids? But what I'm wondering is the way they made it sound, because I listened to other videos too where you can hear Hildebrandt and
Ruby.
Thank you. Like, talking on the phone while they're in prison. And they're talking about, like, the kids being possessed and how people wouldn't understand their, like, their punishment, because people see kids as so good, but they can't see, mm-hmm. like, the evil that was coming out of them. Like, and then the video you showed me that the dad's talking about, like, plates and stuff
yeah.
flying. I really think that this bitch, Jody?
Ruby.
No.
Oh, Jody Hildebrandt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That she, like, came into their lives as their therapist. And because clearly the mom has some mental issues anyways.
Right.
I feel like she, like, got in there.
Yeah.
And fucked her up even more and convinced her all kinds
yes.
of stuff. Like, not saying that the mom's not to blame. I think she's just as fucking bad. You could tell she's crazy from before Jody
yeah,
was even involved.
The way that she acts, you're like,
But I think she had her convinced that they were, like, evil, and that what they were doing was taking the evil
well,
out of
them. And it
kind
of sounded like, so then somebody, there was a video of the sister, of Ruby's sister, that had said, you know, people have been messaging me and people want me to talk. And she was like, I am heartbroken and I don't even know what to say. And, you know, the media has only put out so much. I've literally read everything that my sister has wrote down and what she said about those kids and how she acted, what she did to those kids. Like, you guys don't even know the extent of it.
Yeah.
And you're wanting me to talk about it. Like, I can't.
Yeah.
Like, it physically pains me to know what she put these kids through.
Yeah, it said that there was, like, diaries upon diaries
yeah.
where she fully wrote. I don't understand why people who do stuff like that always document it. Like, they write
right.
it down.
Well, and then, like, so if she thinks everybody was possessed, it's like, oh, well, today on Possession 101. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
they're just, people are fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And they're just getting crazier and crazier.
Were they charged, both of them? Like,
yes.
is it over? They had their court and stuff?
I believe so, yeah.
And do you know what they got?
I don't know what they got.
My question is, why were the other two at home? Why weren't they, like, abuse? Why was it just the two
yeah.
young ones? Why?
Well, because I think she said that the youngest ones were possessed.
Why were they at Jody's house? How did they get there? Like, how long had they been there? What?
Well, and that's the thing. So it sounds like, so he tried to escape in July.
Yeah.
Like, was he there before that?
And, like, well, he also said in one of the recordings, they asked him about it. They thought that they were talking to a boy in that second room where they found the second child.
Because her head was shaved?
Yeah, they thought for hours it was a boy before they could communicate with each other. And one of the EMS or cop, whatever,
right.
said, like, no, he said that's
his sister,
like, her head shaved. And then they realized it was a girl that they were talking to. I think probably because she wasn't talking, like.
Right, yeah, if she's not talking and who knows what, I mean.
Yeah. But
yeah.
even at that age,
yeah.
little boys can sound
yeah.
like feminine also, so
yeah.
I don't know.
Well, and I'm so sorry, but if So I think the dad should have been charged as well.
Yeah, I don't understand that either, where he fucking was.
So it sounds like they were separated. And from what I had read in one article, they had a giant house. It was like a 10,000 square foot house.
But he just never sees his kids?
Well, and that's the thing. That's what I'm saying. Like, so supposedly he lived in one side, she lived in the other. And maybe he didn't see his kids. Maybe that was part of their agreement while he was getting over his porn addiction. I don't know. Maybe that's why they took those kids to Jody's house. Who knows? But the way that when they interviewed him and they, like, the cop is more livid about the situation. And like, you could hear it in the cop's voice. Like, he's upset about what was taking place with the kids. And he's just sitting there like, yeah I guess it sounds horrible. Like,
yeah,
he doesn't ask about the kids. He doesn't ask how they are, what's happening, whatever. But then the one that I did watch that said, he said, well, you know, I love my wife. Is she going to jail? Yeah, home slice, she's going to jail. Like, sorry. That's what you're worried about? I'm so sorry. If they took me to a police station and told me Matt had been beating my children,
he'd be the last person to ask about.
I would fucking be like, hey,
because I'm gonna kill him.
Can I see him real quick?
Yeah.
I'll fucking murder him and go to jail myself.
Yeah.
Like, it was just so... It's the whole fucking thing is weird. And there's a lot that obviously has not came out for whatever reason.
That's why I'm wondering why, if the court case and stuff is over, why are they not releasing more information about, like, her journals and that kind of stuff?
I don't know.
Unless because they're children that were
victims. Sealed. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. It's just a very strange case.
What about the other two older... I mean, obviously the two oldest are gone, but there's two still in the house, it sounds like. Why the fuck aren't they telling anybody their siblings are missing from...
Well, do you want to end up like your sibling?
But how do they know? You know what I mean? Like, do they even know?
Yeah, maybe
it's
they
fucking
didn't.
Weird. They're obviously going back and forth to school.
They are, yeah. But maybe they just fucking put the fear of God into them, like, you say it's anything. Like, or maybe they were like, oh, they're just on a trip with so-and-so, or, you know, who knows?
It's like the child called It, or Dave, whatever that guy's name is, but only one child out of, I think there was three, was, like, picked.
Yeah, and they just abused him. I will never get over that book.
Did you read them all?
Yes.
Yeah, there was three of them. Those were good books.
I still think about those books. I'm about to make my kids read those books so they know how easy they have it.
When you ask them to do the dishes and
they're like, ugh.
The worst thing that they
do. Do you want to sit in a fucking...
Do you want to know a man named Dave?
Yeah. Do you want to sit in a bathroom with...
ammonia?
Yeah. And bleach. Burn your little lungs. Oh. Or in the basement.
Dirty
with
diaper.
That
was fucking terrible. It does make me wonder, though, like, why... And even in that book, the dad, like, he knew it was wrong, and he, like, loved the kid, and he would, like, sneak him stuff every once in a while.
Yeah.
But he was just, like, fully controlled by his bitch wife. Like, and then that dad, his dad wound up, like, pretty much drinking himself to death after they split because he knew, like...
How terrible it was. Can you imagine being that, like...
big of a fucking coward that you can't...
Never. I just couldn't.
I mean, me and Joey fight sometimes just for him getting mad at the kids. I'm like,
how dare you raise your voice to my children?
Seriously.
That's what I do to Matt all the time.
He barely ever does it, too. But I'm still like, are you fucking kidding?
Like, I can scream at them.
Yeah. All day long.
They're mine.
All day long.
But then Matt tries, and I'm like, why are you talking to them like
that? Or I could literally be in there telling him, like, these fucking assholes. Yeah. Fucking shit. And then he's like, oh, yeah, last week. And then I'll be like,
oh. Well,
wait a minute. This is not your therapy.
No.
This is mine.
And you should rethink what you have to say.
Yeah, because my children are angels.
Right.
So.
Oh, yeah. Or I could be like, oh my God, these kids don't listen to me. And then Matt could be like, hey, you guys need to listen to your mom, blah, blah. And I'd be like.
That was a little harsh.
Wow.
God, that was harsh.
Might as well just put them in a concentration camp right now. Jesus.
No food and water.
Why do you do that?
I don't know. Because we're mama bears.
Is that what it is?
Word because
me
I
too.
Feel like,
I hate it too. But
I feel like the people who say that they're mama bears are terrible moms. I really do. Like, I haven't seen my daughter in 12 years, but I'm such a mama bear. Let me call her. I'm going to call her right now. I'm just a mama bear.
I'm just a mama bear.
Let me. I do have two coffee mugs that say mama bear on there, though. Just saying.
Maybe need to do some reflecting.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I'm just like, don't fucking talk to my kids like that.
I'm so glad that I've been rolling my fingers around that wire that looks like it has earwax all fucking over it.
Gross.
Where was that?
I don't know. So anyway, that's it. Real quick, because it's a very, well, it's not a very quick story, but there was another lady that left her, like, six-month-old baby. I don't even know how old the baby was, and that's really sad. I should have done my research, but it broke my heart. Left her baby in a playpen. The baby is from at least 6 months to 12 months, okay?
Okay.
Baby.
Okay.
Maybe the baby was two.
You're so stupid.
From 0 months to at least 36 24. Months.
Oh.
Okay. Well, just going to give it a range because okay. I think the baby was two. Anyway, this poor little beautiful little baby fucking left her in a playpen for 10 days by herself so the bitch could go on vacation because she needed a vacation.
Did the baby die?
Yeah. Can you survive with no water and no food for 10 days?
I don't know. Sometimes, man, that will to live. Strong, but
she ate her own little feces and everything.
She did?
Yeah, she had feces in her mouth and on her lips, and it was crusted on her. Isn't that the fucking saddest thing you've ever heard in your life, you fucking piece of shit? Ugh.
Why was that?
Why we just recently, that was like 0 to 36 months ago. Also, not funny. It's not funny because that. Oh, and she's the cute. Oh, she was the cutest little baby.
And how old was the mom? Like young and stupid?
Like, no, like 30, 0 to 36 years.
So stupid.
Sort of. I think she was like in her 30s. Maybe 26. I don't know. But old enough to fucking know you can't go on a vacation. And she was like on,
where'd she go?
On a beach somewhere.
I bet she
and took fucking pictures.
La Bella Vita. Or
yeah.
What,
Live, Bella. Laugh, Love with a fucking...
Like Casey Anthony.
Yeah.
She tattooed, what was it?
Lobotomy. That's what she should have done.
Oh, fuck. It like Italian for a beautiful life or something as her daughter's
La Bella Vita.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, this fucking piece of shit. And the judge threw the book at her.
Good.
And was like...
You're scum.
Yeah, pretty much. And I just still don't understand why we don't have corporal punishment. Why aren't we chopping that bitch's head off in the town square?
Or put her in a goddamn cage for 10 days straight by herself, but she'd probably live.
Well, she probably would because she's a little hefty. Or like tar and feather her ass. You know what I mean? Like we need to bring that kind of stuff back. And I think a lot of the sickos that we have, because they're all fucking cowards, would stop their bullshit for a little while at least. If they knew their little pecker was going to be ripped off by horses.
I feel like you're going to turn into a vigilante and we're going to see you on the news.
I really would like somebody that has molested a child to be like fucking cut in half slowly, like that Edgar Allan Poe poem. Let me decide people's punishments is all I have to say. For crimes like that, absolutely. Probably not for traffic tickets. I wouldn't let me do that. But like terrible, serious crimes, let me give them their punishments. And let's put it on live TV.
For all who wanted to watch it.
For all who think they want to be a pedophile.
Yeah. We'd probably have less people pedophiling.
Yeah. Because they're all a bunch of fucking little cowards. Oof. There is nothing. I just cannot. When you hurt children, there is nothing on the planet that is worse to me than
I saw that Jody bitch. And I don't want to sit here and sound like I'm like a fucking atheist and like I'm against religion. But these fucking crazy people always do it in the name of fucking religion.
Because they need a scapegoat.
But in their head, I guarantee they really feel like it is.
No,
like this bitch who is literally, however long she's going to be in prison, she said that she's excited to be in prison because she's going to continue to spread gospel or God's word or what the fuck ever.
You want to know what she's going to get in prison? Beat the fuck up. Because when you hurt children, you get prison punishment.
Big Mama Bertha's probably
your cellmate. I hope so. I hope she gets penetrated hard with a gerbil.
0 to 36 years
every day.
Maybe that was her exact imprisonment too.
I hope so.
0 to 36 years. I don't know. It's fucking terrible. All I want to know is why I didn't know about... I don't know about anything that's happening in life right now. I didn't even know that there was a beard growing on somebody I see regularly because I'm so just engrossed in my life and what's happening. And then I'll look at my phone like 5 days after hearing from Tashina, like, God, where's this bitch? And then there'll be like 7 texts that I haven't read, and the last one says, if you don't respond to this one, I'm just gonna assume we're not friends.
I really thought maybe we weren't friends for a minute, you guys. I had sent her quite a few, and normally like a couple days is fine. But like 7 days is a little weird to not get anything back. And so finally I was just like, hey, I don't know if you're mad, but if you don't reply to this one, I'm going to assume we're no longer friends.
I just was forgetting everything about life there, and I can't even tell you anything because I forgot what happened.
No.
But there were times like I had appointments that I missed, like things in the last 4 months have been happening in my life as far as like me being a terrible mom. I mean, they're not in a closet and they're not wrapped in cayenne pepper, but I have forgot they existed a couple times. Like, not kidding, like, forgot to get in places. We missed volleyball practice a few times. We missed nail appointments for me. And, like, I don't know what happened. But I feel like I've reached the point where my brain, I'm not going to say it's, like, full of knowledge, because that's a little far-fetched.
No, that you can't literally fucking absorb one more thing.
It's full of something, and every time something comes in, something else goes out, like my child's name.
Yeah.
And their birth date, and where they live.
And your middle name.
And that I have to get them, and my middle, that's a good one. Forgot that. Like,
yeah.
Something important comes in, like.
Do you think it's age?
Heart valve. Heart valve. Oop. Here comes some knowledge that you've known your whole life, and that's fucking gone.
Do you think it's age, or do you think it's just because we're really stressed right now in our lives?
Is that a stress thing?
Well, because I feel like that right now.
I think I need to hire somebody like Jody.
Yeah. Hildebrand?
Yeah. Not to punish my kids, but just to talk it through with me, because this sounds like I need a therapist.
Well, I just know that I've done the same things with text messages. Actually, I think that I respond, and I don't. And then I'll go to text somebody and be like, oh,
whoops.
I never text you back.
Two weeks later?
Yeah. I mean, I don't let it go that far because I do like to constantly try to stay in touch with people. I do make it my life's goal every morning to try to say hello to everybody that I think are important.
I like those ones like where people are at the fire department texting me like, hey, where are you? And I never look at it, never respond. And then 2 weeks later, I look at it and I'm like, sitting on my couch.
Where are you?
Even though you're looking for me.
Two weeks ago
at work.
Yeah.
But there's been a lot of things that you send to me, and I'm like, I'm going to send, I will watch that as soon as I get home. Like, I really do make a mental note, but I don't know where it goes after that.
That's okay. I do send you very relevant stuff to your life, though.
And then I'll find something that I'll send to you, and then I feel like an asshole because I just, like, send it, and then I'll go look because you don't respond, and I'm like, oh, well, maybe because I didn't respond to the 5 videos she sent right before that.
No, my life is just like yours. Oh. And sometimes I do and sometimes I don't. And it's just a perpetual thing.
Yeah. You want to know something?
What?
I forgot how much my neck hurts doing these podcasts. But I just look to the left the whole time.
Oh. You gotta every now and then just maybe stretch it out.
You're all...
Stephanie? Over here, bitch! All right, guys. Well, we've been back.
We were going to talk about P. Diddy and all that also, but we have to save something for next year when we get together again.
Oh, yeah. P. Diddy and his house that has the fucking tunnel underneath it with water.
Can I just tell you something?
Yeah.
So I made a big deal about that fucking tunnel in the morning, the middle of morning coffee.
Yeah.
And they researched it, and I was defunct. There is, like, a fucking tunnel underneath his house that goes from, like, the pool to... There's a word for it. But it's fucking little. Like, no...
Oh, it's not, like, a giant... Okay, in my mind, it was, like...
That's what I said, too, and I'm like, well, Maxine or Chris, whatever, the Epstein Island lady...
Oh, yeah!
I'm like, she has a submarine license.
Yeah.
Child trafficking?
I thought for sure it was, like, a big one.
Yeah, and I said that.
Like under a medieval castle type tunnel. No?
And they laughed for hours.
Oh, well, they don't make it very clear
right?
in the news.
Headlines.
That's Matt told me the other day I shouldn't believe everything I see on TikTok.
I also have heard that recently.
And I was like, they make it very believable.
Reputable source. And I'm like, to be honest, I didn't read the article. I read the headline, and that should give me enough information.
I don't read anything. I saw it on TikTok, and that's more than good enough for me.
Think about years ago how our friend Ruby was famous for talking on, and people probably believed a lot of things that she said too, and now she's been defunct. So you should probably listen to your husband is what I'm getting at.
Ew. Especially why would you ever tell me that?
I don't know.
We're fighting now.
Okay. Hold on, quickly.
Okay. Hurry,
Might have sent an invite to Joey to fight with me because I've been so busy, and so I just, can you pause it?
Oh, sure. Okay, go ahead. And this better be a good story since we literally started another segment.
We had 30 seconds left for this thing to be off. And I just had a story to tell, and it's probably going to be 30 seconds. Okay, so anyways, we were helping some friends the other night, and they were building something, and Joey and them were talking about beers that they like, which Joey hasn't drank in months, and so I don't know why he even decided to put his 2 cents in there.
Mm-hmm.
But one of my friends was like, ooh, I like ambers. And then the other one was like, brunettes? Yeah. I like brunettes. Apparently those are beers.
Correct.
And Joey says, I really like blondes. And every single muscle in my body tensed up, and I said, which I didn't know I said out loud, but I said, we're gonna fight about that later. And they like looked at me like, beers, Steph, beers. Anyways, the next day we were at the fire department, and me and Jenna were in the office, and the kids, because we have explorers now, they were there. And one of the kids was on the phone, and I hear this girl who's 16, she's probably not even 16, 14, 15, I don't know, but she says
0 to 36 months.
Somewhere around there, yeah. She's on the phone, and I could hear her say, oh, is Joey there? And I was like, and I looked right at Jenna, like, why is that girl asking where Joey is? And she's like, I don't know, but do you think she's a blonde? And I'm like, that Jenna fucking reminds me. And I grabbed out my pen, and I said, fight
with Joey
at 7 p.m. over blondes, meet at sink. And I took a picture of it, and I sent it to Joey. I literally sent him an invite to our fight, and Jenna's like, did you really just do that? And I said, yes, I've been so busy I forgot that we were gonna fight about the fucking blonde. And so yes, I did send it to him, and he just wrote back, what the fuck, babe? Like, that's not clear enough. Do you want me to make you a Google invite?
Honestly.
Like, send it to your calendar?
Yeah.
Which I'm gonna start doing now, because it's genius. And so I just write down all my things, like Jimmy Fallon. Have you seen his thank you notes?
Yes.
Were he so aggressively?
Yes.
Anyways, so because of that, see, this is 2 minutes, and it's going to keep going.
Okay. Oh,
that
wow.
made me think of another
Oh,
story.
Jesus.
Lacey said, Stephanie, I woke up last night. I couldn't sleep. It was like 2 a.m., and I thought about you.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
And she's like, and Jimmy Fallon. And I'm like,
what?
And she's like, well, you know how you wrote your invite to Joey, and we're always talking about fact-checking, and he's like, and anyways, she thought about me. And so, good story.
I am so glad
that
we did a whole nother segment for 3 minutes.
Yeah, see, it would have cut us off, and we wouldn't have even got to say toodaloo at the end.
You're right. Who am I to ever stop you from telling any stories?
Yeah, that was an important one.
That was, you know what? So, who won the fight?
We never had it. We forgot.
You better write it. You should write it down again.
Still
and tell
to
him. Send a Google invite to yourself.
Yeah.
Saving me from fights.
I cooled down a little bit after I found out it was about beers. But still.
Who is the girl?
She's fucking a kid in Trinity's grade, a freshman who knows Joey.
Oh.
And is Joey there? I'm like, why is she asking about Joey? A lot of people like him, and I don't understand.
I agree. Lots of people like my husband, too, and I'm like...
Why? Why are you asking about him? Why?
Ew.
Yeah.
Don't.
Gross. Gross. And I'm like, I didn't hear her ask about Stephanie.
Right.
She's here.
Yeah. That is one thing that drives me nuts, is like when you show up somewhere and they're like, oh, where's your other half? the fucking best half is here, so what the hell do you care?
In the safe under my house because he watches porn. Thank you.
Oh. What's his name?
Okay. Just kidding.
My kids.
His name's Kevin.
His name's Kevin.
And he's 0 to 36 months old. Or like when they're like, hey, where's the kids? Like, didn't bring them clearly, but I'm here.
Yeah. Like, why are you always asking about other people? Mm-hmm. I am here.
Literally.
The best part of your day.
My mom does that all the time. Where's the girls? Like, mom, I'm here. And I am your daughter. I am the kid. Yeah. I'm here.
I think that fucking mosquito before I killed it got me. It's like bumped up.
Yeah, it's pretty swollen.
Oh. Swollen?
Yeah.
Yes. I have fat cheeks, thank you.
No, that's fatter on this side. I can see.
I'm gonna need your medical suburban to fix me.
Your medical suburban?
Fix it!
My burba
derba. You're gonna have to. I'm gonna need you to lance it or something.
I call that beautiful beast the burba derb.
The burba derb.
I'm taking the burba derb tonight. They bought a truck. Have you seen that thing going around town?
I'm pretty sure I have.
In all of its glory.
Yeah.
That thing is so fucking high that I have to grunt to get into it. I have to talk myself through it. I have to pull my fucking pants up, like in my crotch, like pull it up. So that there's leverage when I lift my leg up that high that it doesn't rip in the crotch. It's that fucking high.
Oh.
Yeah. And it was high before they took it to the shop and then had it, like, leveled or something. I don't know. They didn't have it lifted, but they had it, like, leveled.
Oh.
Something. I don't really know. But I do know that it made it twice as fucking high.
Sorry. Soon. Sorry, go ahead. It's not.
Is your husband wondering where you were?
He said he finished dinner.
Oh.
And he was just wondering how much longer. That was 2 minutes ago, so we're good.
We're good, okay.
Yeah.
Anyways, we don't have to carry this on. I just...
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You don't have any other stories about tall blondes that you want to talk about?
Don't even say the word, the B word in here.
I am a B word.
You are, and I hate it. I hate all blondes. Now, if you're blonde... Probably don't talk at me and probably don't.
Probably don't talk at me. Probably, don't you fucking talk at me ever again.
Probably don't talk at me and probably don't ever look in Joey. Or look to Joey. Talk at me and look to. Yeah.
Well, right.
Or you might die. Just kidding.
So was I not supposed to talk to Joey today? I didn't know. The directions were not clear when I came to your
house. You could talk
to him
just with your eyes closed.
Well, shit, now I saw him half naked today.
You did. God damn it, now I have to fight with him again.
God damn, shirt was off.
Put some clothes on in your damn house. Okay, I wrote that down. I'm
after a long day of being in the sun, sweating to death.
Yeah, he looked a little tired.
He looked pretty tired, I'm not gonna lie. Mm-hmm. He's probably asleep in there.
He's probably not making dinner like your husband, I can tell you that.
There's another fight.
God damn it.
All right, guys. Well, it's been fun. We'll talk at... Wait, can we talk at you?
You can talk at me.
Oh, but I'm blonde.
You're the exception.
Oh, there's always an exception. There's always a loophole.
If I've known you my whole life and you're blonde, that's fine.
Ooh. Are you sure?
Probably not. Just okay. Sheena.
I was like...
Other than that, if you're blonde... Also, if your name's Jenna, you could talk to me because we work together and she has blonde hair.
Okay.
Okay, Jenna and Tijina.
Otherwise,
don't talk to me.
Don't talk at Stephanie.
Don't talk
and
at
don't
Stephanie.
Put your eyes on Joey. Done.
Now that we've got that clear.
Your mom's a blonde too.
But we love her.
Okay, so she counts.
Yeah, and she doesn't threaten me looking at Joey.
Listen, you fucking know if you're a blonde in Stephanie's life and you're allowed to talk at her. Let's be fair.
You'll know that. I don't think I have many other blondes in my life. To be honest, I don't get along with many girls.
Fair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I don't have a lot of friends. Let me just...
Oh my... What the fuck was that? Really quick. Oh, Jesus Christ.
That was me crying because I don't have friends.
That was you crying? No wonder you don't have fucking friends. Jesus. I do have to say, though, you guys, Stephanie was a really good friend the other day, and fucking out of nowhere, she texts me.
Please don't say that out loud. It makes me sound like a creeper.
And told me how beautiful I was.
Weird.
And I was
don't
like...
Don't say that out loud. I did not do that. Oh, my God. know that they're loved. And I'm like...
So, stop there. So, an article to let friends know that they love your friends. Yep. And all she sends is to me is, like, that I'm a beautiful person. No, yeah. That I was beautiful. And I was like, well, thank you. That was so nice. And then she wrote this big, long explanation. And I was like, you could have just left it. You didn't have to explain it.
But it was honest. I was being honest.
Aww. I had a 96-year-old man today come up to me and be like, you're the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. I'm pretty sure he has, like, a cataract in one eye. And blind in the other. But he's like, you're the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. And I was like, oh, thank you, Al. That's so sweet. And he's like, you're gorgeous. And I was like, listen.
Now we've crossed the line.
That was rude, number one. Whoa. Number two, Al, I'm married. You need to calm down,
calm down.
Unless you have lots of money. And then...
I had a similar experience the other day.
Did you?
Yes, this old man stopped me and said, are you sure you're strong enough to work at the fire department?
Knock him over?
No.
That's what I would have done. And then been like, oh, we had a man down.
But I did actually have one guy in the ambulance. We were taking him into the hospital and he was not with it.
Huh?
And he whispered, you're sexy. And I was like,
thank you.
Did you just say that? And so I was just
pulling. Why did you just say thank you?
Because I was creeped out and I didn't know if I was hearing something. Like, you know, sometimes
the wheel squeaks just right.
The gurney wheel squeaks and I'm like, did that just
call me sexy?
Did that gurney just hit on me? And so I had to second guess. Like, maybe it was just the gurney again, because it's often that I hear people tell me how sexy I am. And so I'm just like, open my ears a little bit more, keeping like my head on a swivel, you know, knowing.
Right.
Situational awareness. And then he goes, hey,
fucking talking to you, bitch.
Did you hear me? You're really sexy. And I was like, thanks. So fucking awkward because I didn't know what else to do. And Timmy, who has a big head, but his ears are tiny apparently, because he didn't hear shit. And I was like, you didn't even hear him say that? No. And I was like, he said it twice. I think it could have been the gurney.
I'm fairly certain.
Because I said thank you. And then he goes, are you married? And I said, yeah, with 6 kids, all 0 to 36 months old.
And he said, okay, I'll look at porn.
He said, oh, okay.
You know what? That 12 minutes was worth
it. I think so.
We needed that.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I laugh cried.
Oh, man. Are you strong enough to...
I had a similar experience. So stupid. Okay, well, anyways.
All right, well, it's been fun. We're going to try to do this more often, like we say all the time. But
probably not.
I don't understand how we had so much fucking time.
Yeah.
How did we have so much time?
I was a piece of shit back then, and I worked like 2 hours.
Can you be a piece of shit again? I really miss you.
I'm really trying.
I'm trying.
I'm really not accepting all this growth that's happening within me. I'm fighting it tooth and nail.
Are you?
Let me tell you, I'm fighting it. But
well,
I have to.
At least your coworkers can finally have another podcast. They've been asking about us, guys.
They have.
Apparently. Because we're so funny.
It's terrifying when they talk about us.
I saw Patrick the other day at Porta Subs.
Mm-hmm.
And he wouldn't even make eye contact with me. Because I was going to be like, hey, I heard you need another podcast episode in your life, and he would not.
Yeah, we were like washing a rig. I'm cool now. I said rig. Anyways, he's like, you guys haven't had a podcast recently, have you? And then Lacey's like, I was just gonna ask, like, did you? I don't know. That's probably not how it happens. So don't fact check me. But each of them somehow brought up the podcast.
Maybe we can invite them to the podcast.
Oh my god, could you imagine?
Lacey,
I'm going to tell
Jenna.
Her, Lacey, this is your formal invite to the podcast. And we are going to talk about Diddy.
Yeah.
We've been talking
and
about.
And his small tunnel.
And his small tunnel. She'll love that.
And the candy room that he had.
Candy room?
He had a candy room.
Like made out of candy or just candy in the room?
Candy in the room. Like jars of fucking fentanyl meth candy where he would give children so that he could schmexually schmissle them.
And then drink their blood?
Yeah. Ooh, that happened?
I don't know.
Oh.
I've heard that that happens in Hollywood, though. Keeps them young.
Oh, that makes sense.
It's called sacrificing.
The lamb.
Yeah, and apparently Beyonce's like in the head of the sacrificers.
Anyways, you know what?
We have really got off topic.
But her husband is the fucking ugliest thing I have ever seen in my entire
terrifying
life.
Looking. And her country music sucks.
It is not country music.
No.
All right, that's it. That's all we're going to say. Next time, Lacey, you're invited.
Please come.
Please come. Please come.
Tell Tishy now how great I am.
I do have to. Why are you putting that there? Like, I don't have
my own
mic. I don't
know. I feel like I'm interviewing you.
If Lacey shows up to the podcast before Trinity, though,
we might die.
We might be sacrificed.
Okay.
Oh, we're done. Okay, goodbye. Everybody.
Toodaloo.
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 Bye.